Dear friends, for today's reflection, I would like you to think about the parable of the barren fig tree. It's taken from Luke's Gospel at chapter 13. Let's listen to the words of Jesus. And he told them this parable. There was once a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, he found none. So he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" The gardener said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also. I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. Maybe it will bear fruit in the future. If not, then you can cut it down." Whenever I heard the parable of the fig tree, I would think about my father. My dad had quite an impressive vegetable garden, but not just your typical tomato plants. No, my father grew peppers and corn, string greens, and even watermelon. But his pride and joy was his fig tree. Fig trees are very delicate. They can grow quite large, and they can produce an abundant amount of delicious fruit if they're properly cared for. But the Philadelphia climate is not the best for fig trees. So, if you have one in this area, you must take very good care of it, especially in the wintertime. My father would spend hours caring for his fig tree, and in the wintertime he would wrap it more snugly than a newborn baby. But one summer, the fig tree did not give off any fruit, in spite of my father's best care, and it was barely alive the following spring. Eventually, my father had to admit that the tree would not survive. He could do nothing more than to stand back and watch his beloved fig tree wither and die, and eventually he had to cut it down. During this season of Lent, we are all reminded that we are sinners. But many of us don't like to admit that. We probably sin every day. In fact, Scripture tells us that even the righteous man sins 7 times per day. Many of our sins are rooted in pride. Our sinfulness also damages our relationship with God, and it blocks our fruitfulness. The answer is Jesus Christ. God understands that our human nature will cause us to fall. That is why he sent his Son to redeem us. So why did Jesus use the parable of the fig tree to get his point across today? Because the fig tree is a very delicate and fragile plant. But if it is nurtured and cared for, it will bear much fruit. We are all fig trees. We're fragile. We're sinners. But with the proper spiritual care, we too can bear fruit that nourishes all of our brothers and sisters. Lent is a reminder to reform our lives. Unlike my father's fig tree, which did not respond to his care and was ultimately cut down, we have a choice. We can choose to respond to God's love and his care in order to bear fruit, or we can reject that love and perish. Dear Jesus, you are the divine gardener. You want to care for us and to nurture us. Open our hearts to your divine love and care. Like the fig tree, prune away our pride, our arrogance, our judgmental thinking. Trim back our inflated egos. Mulch us with humility, with patience, kindness, and love. Wrap us with your grace, so that we may see the fruitfulness of our lives come forth. Amen.